Tom Ceratori now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations. Wasn't a perfect way to play the third period with the penalties he took, but certainly managed that third period as a whole pretty well.
I thought so too, but boy, though, I mean, we just, you know, you can't take penalties. It's just like, it just, we never make things easy on ourselves, guys, I'm telling you. And then a 5-on-3 besides, it's just, we don't make things easy on ourselves.
Well, the game pretty started innocuously enough. The first couple minutes, not a lot happening. Then the last kind of took it to you for a little bit. But you got to like how your guys responded. I mean, once you got some momentum going, you didn't really give it back until those penalties early in the third, I thought.
I agree with you, best. And I thought we had really good legs. You know, and you're right. You know what? Kind of, it was ho hum for a while. But then I thought we had good legs and we had good pressure. We reloaded well and we got above the puck. And you know, and then we made it tough on them. And I just thought again, it's probably the best we've forechecked in the offensive zone. And probably the best we've reloaded in a while, and that was good to see. And we were on them all week, and you know, we weren't happy campers all week. I can tell you that. But I thought the guys responded well.
Well, Tom, after practice on Tuesday, you and I were walking down the hallway to your press conference, and you said, "Schultze, not sure the guys like me much right now, but hey, they're Division I athletes. They can take it," and they responded.
Well, exactly, and there's no question. I mean, it's you know what? There's accountability, and there's you know, there's an expectation, and you know, these guys are professional too, and I'm proud of them for that. But no, it was, you know what, we were, you know what, we were nicer later in the week, but early in the week, we weren't very nice, but we were. Come Wednesday again, it was we moved on, but the guys did a good job. So hopefully, we can finish it off tomorrow.
I did say tonight, Tom, that I thought this was the most time you've spent below the goal line, maybe all year.
Well, again, it might be, yeah, Schultze. And again, I thought we kept the puck low, and we wanted to keep the puck low, and then we got a couple nice goals because of it too.
Well, obviously, you don't want to get those penalties, especially at the beginning of the third period like that. And
no,
then you, five
no.
on three, but your penalty kill again saved you, and it did really well. Tom, on that 5-on-3, they had a minute. They got to get more shots than that. They only got one, and it was at the very end. That's how effective I think your penalty kill has been the last month or so, but. You just can't keep going to the well too much.
No,
like that.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going, you know what? Like, exactly. I go, this is going to bite us in the butt. Like we're playing these games and it's going to bite us in the butt. But we've got a confident group back there. But, you know, all it takes is a goal or two. And, you know, you lose that confidence awful fast.
They have split virtually every series for the last month or so. Your guys got to be ready tomorrow night from the get-go, don't they?
I do every game, Schultze. It doesn't mean it just because they split. I don't care who we're playing. It doesn't matter. Absolutely. The team who wins on Friday, the team that loses on Friday, going to have big-time push the next night. And they're going to have big-time push, and we know that. And it's going to be a bear.
Well, Tom, I know from the back of the bench this isn't probably the case for you, but these have been some of the most this has probably been the most entertaining first half of the season at home that I can remember as far as just entertaining hockey, and obviously you guys putting the puck in the net a lot.
Well, we're scoring and winning. That helps.
It sure does.